Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America, NMLS 407249, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It's just brilliant to see the sun over the last few days. I know it's still a bit nippy out there today, but the sun is shining and I've no doubt some of you are already thinking about holidays and getting into holiday mode. But we want to chat about some of the alternative holiday destinations, the lesser known places, but those that provide fantastic value. Travel writer, talk travel presenter, Dublin City FM, Melanie May is on the line. Melanie, where in Europe would you recommend our listeners must visit that's maybe not as well known as some of the top spots?
Well, if we're going for summer holidays, like you want the beach, you want your typical, summer style holiday, I'm going to recommend Sardinia. Now, it's not off the beaten track. It's not, lesser known. But in terms of Italian destinations, it's one that may be often overlooked for the bigger hitters. Which is a shame because actually it is got its own kind of microculture. Like the Italian experience in Sardinia, to me, feels like completely different from the mainland.
Yeah, Sardinia, I've never been actually
in Ireland,
but I've heard great things about it.
It's stunning. The beaches are like, it's where they filmed the Dolce & Gabbana perfume adverts. So you're thinking those type of waters and beaches. It's hooked. But not only that, like the Romans used to go there because of the thermal and hot springs. And in parts of the island, when you're swimming in the water, you're getting these blasts of hot water coming through as you're on the beach. It's just immaculate. And then the capital is absolutely so cool. And it's just so typically Italian with everyone just sitting around.
Now, is it family friendly?
Absolutely. And it's so family friendly because the Italians are very family orientated, So when you go to places like that, they adore children. They want them in the restaurants. The kids can stay up late at night and nobody's looking at you and judging you for that. There's the largest covered market in Italy is there. There's loads of excursions to get out onto the water. There's soft sand so the kids can make sandcastles, It's just one of the coolest places to go to. And if you want something a little more traditional, there's actually a little island off of Sardinia called Santa Antioccio. And it's where you've got the archaeological sites. You can go and visit where people used to live in caves, cute fishing villages. Loads of places.
So plenty
like that
to see there. Travel journalist Ed Finn is with us too, Melanie, on the line. Where do you recommend in Europe, maybe as a lesser known destination, Ed?
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
For me, I discovered a fantastic place in Spain last year called Zaragoza. And it is, I suppose, it's one of Spain's kind of hidden gems. I'd never been there before.
No.
And it's absolutely brilliant. And you fly to Madrid and it's only like an hour and 15 minutes on the high speed train to Zaragoza. And it's really, really just something special. Now, it has amazing things there. I mean, I suppose you'd say it's Spain without the crowds. Again, it's famous
for
which
is important in summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's I suppose it's like the thing about it is it's famous. If you love food and wine, right? You're in Aragon, and it's they've a whole area there called El Tubo. It's like Temple Bar, much more sophisticated. It's a labyrinth of tapas bars, cheap and cheerful, delicious.
That sounds when right we up my there, street.
Yeah, when we were there in October, the guy came out and he played the Irish national anthem. He loved us so much on the
right.
On the 12 euro for four drinks, Andrea, oh, geez, in the same right, bar.
Yeah, that's the place. So there's plenty yeah, there in value. Family absolutely. Friendly, Ed.
Yeah. Very family friendly, okay. Yeah. Like, again, the Spanish love the kids. Mm. I mean, the thing, famous as well, I mean, it probably has, it's known as the city of two cathedrals, right? The Basilica del Pilar, and it's famous for the Goya Museum. Goya was born there as well. But the Lecceo Cathedral, the Basilica there is, it's probably one of the most amazing I've ever seen in my life. Stunning.
Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie is on the line. Where's your off-the-beaten-track European destination, Sarah?
Hi, Andrea. I have to say Matera in Italy. I know Melanie picked Italy as well, but I was there a few years ago and it genuinely blew me away. For anyone who has watched the opening scene in James Bond movie No Time to Die and thought it was AI or something, it's not. It's exactly what it looks like.
Okay.
It's got an incredible story as well, because up to about 70 years ago, it literally was, there was no electricity. People just lived in caves with animals, and it was basically known as the shame of Italy. It was riddled with malaria, and the government basically closed it down and rehoused people in a kind of a new town, and it just left it sort more or less derelict. And it was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and all of a sudden all the investors started buying up these caves and made the gorgeous hotels inside and art gallery shops.
I've actually seen photographs of this. Yeah, you stay in kind of effectively in the cave.
You do.
Yeah.
And like the bedrooms, they're all, I mean, I suppose, like our listed buildings as such, you can only do so much. So your bedroom could be inside a cave.
I just want to fly through some of the other destinations, Sarah. Where's your other international spot you'd recommend for families?
I'm not necessarily saying Matera is the biggest family spot, by the way. It wouldn't be very buggy friendly anyway, but it is a cool place to go to. From outside, I'd say long haul or outside of Europe, I'd say Sri Lanka was the place that surprised me the most.
Would never have thought as a family destination.
Well, I absolutely loved it. I think for couples, for families, for anybody, it's sort of, I know I often see a lot of people combining it with the Maldives for honeymoons or stopping there on the way to Japan or on the way to Australia. But for me, it's a kind of a one-stop shop. It has everything. It has, you know, I think there's more leopards there than anywhere else in the world. It has massive 7,000 elephants. So it's great for wildlife. Of course, you've got the beaches, which you'll expect. You're in the Indian Ocean. But unlike some of the Indian Ocean islands, it's got all the culture. It's got the wildlife. It's got just so much to see and do. There's loads of adventure as well. Like, we climbed the Siguria Rock, which was one of the best things I ever did. It was incredible. Massive big rock fortress in the middle of a rainforest. Like, there's just so many unique things to do. And like that, after you've done all your safaris and adventure and culture, you can just chill out on the most
amazing
beaches.
And it's not too expensive, is it, once you've paid for the flights up front?
No, it's unbelievably, incredible value, really, really good value.
Ed, where's your long-haul holiday destination that you're recommending?
Well, a brilliant place for families. I just came back. I did St. Patrick's again in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's fabulous. I was there my third time going there, Andrea, and it has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is fantastic. If you like music, you'd be there. You'd be pried out with a crowbar. It's absolutely brilliant. They have amazing, they've Lake Erie, they have paddle boarding picnics, they've got beaches there, which a lot of people wouldn't know about. They've the second largest theatre scene after Broadway in America. Little Italy, the most amazing Italian restaurants, La Dolce Vita. They've the Cuyahoga National Park. They've got great sports, botanical gardens. So it just had everything. Now, for families, I suppose they had 500,000 people at the parade last week, and they really kind of focus on families in Cleveland. So it is a real family destination. So I love it. And I must say, for anyone, we've direct flights with Aer Lingus as well, which is brilliant.
Makes it
and
easy.
Great value. Yeah, I love it.
No, go on.
Sorry,
finish. Sorry,
I was going
no.
to say the Roost. Yeah, the great place there for families. The Roost. It's called My Roost. They do amazing apartments, and they're great value, and they have everything in them. So if you're going to find great option, just when you go to Cleveland, just to mention that.
And Melanie, finally, where's your long haul family destination you'd recommend?
Nova Scotia in Canada, absolutely incredible mix of scenery, quirky towns, and some of the friendliest people you'll ever meet. Rent an RV, a camper van. They are so set up for campsites. You've got campsites, cabins, gorgeous stop-ups all over the province. Direct flights with WestJet. It's the closest place to Ireland, the Canadian place to Ireland. So the flight is an hour and a half shorter than going to New York. You can get flights around
5 hours.
Yeah. And quicker, obviously, on the way back. Cheaper than going to the States. I think it may be a bit better than going to the States at the minute. And you've got just the Peggy's Cove with the lighthouse and the Bay of Fundy, which has the highest tides in the world. There's UNESCO German heritage towns, which are so quaint and quirky. People don't even lock their cars in these towns when I was there. And you've got a huge Irish connection there for those who are into that. And as well as that, it played a huge role, Halifax, the main city there, when the Titanic sank.
Of
so there's an incredibly moving Titanic museum, exhibitions, and a cemetery as well.
Well, look, if listeners are looking for holiday destinations, maybe something a little bit different, off the beaten track, the lesser known, I suppose, holiday spots, some of our top picks there from Melanie May, Sarah Slattery, Ed Finn. Thanks a million for your time, folks. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.